Australia is experiencing a boom in data centres, in part due to the pursuit of artificial intelligence, so much so that global real estate consultancy Knight Frank has ranked Australia as the second most in-demand investment destination for data centres in the world, second only to the United States. The developments are resource-intensive, with some large centres requiring tens of millions of litres of water each day. So what does it mean for the nation's water supplies? Well, Danielle Francis is Manager of Customer and Policy at the Water Services Association of Australia. That's the peak body for water utilities, and joins me now. So we've heard something of these figures, that these centres require very significant amounts of water. What does the data tell us? What are we looking at here?
Yes, some of them can use a lot of water. There's a wide range in data centres. Overall, when we look at the applications coming into a big city like Sydney, for example, there have been about 90 data centres who have sought connection. You are looking at about up to 20% of the water supply, but it could be less than that. And the great news is the opportunity lies in non-drinking sources of water, for example, using recycled water to meet some of those needs.
So these centres could be needing around 20% of Sydney's water supply to operate.
That's an upper limit. So it actually depends on a number of factors, like what kind of cooling systems they adopt, what policy frameworks are put in place, and any requirements on them. So that's certainly the upper limit. But again, if we use recycled water to meet a lot of that, then that leaves the drinking water supply safeguarded effectively.
So I understand that the water need is to cool down some of these systems and the chips. Do you know much about why so much water is needed?
Yeah. So water in data centres is mainly used for cooling. Data centres aren't new. We do have existing data centres now, but the existing generation are much smaller and different. It's the advent of cloud computing, and particularly AI, as you said, that's leading to a new generation of data centres and a new generation of computing intensity or processing intensity. And as those chips and those servers process more intensively, they effectively are making data centres both bigger and hotter. And so the demands for cooling are higher. So there's a number of different ways that you can cool data centres. It can include air cooling, which obviously doesn't use any water. It can use water types of cooling. And one of the reasons that data centres will look to water is because water is a more effective thermal cooler. But obviously we need to look at, to make sure that we can do that sustainably. And that's where things like alternative sources of water can come in.
So when you're talking about recycled water, is that water recycled as it enters the data centre, or is it being recycled and used again within the data centre?
It can actually be both. There's quite a different range of operations. But to take an example, we've got water recycling plants in different parts of Sydney. We encourage the data centres to actually locate as close as possible to them, because that obviously makes it as feasible as possible for us to then transport and connect that water to them. And they can use that in their systems. So there are some types of system that will recirculate that within the building. So, for example, you can have a closed-loop system which will actually recirculate that water continuously, because it's literally closed. So that's obviously quite water efficient, but that's only half of the system. That water then gets hot or warm, so you then need a second cooling system to discharge that heat. And so you can go down an air-cooled path then to cool it with effectively air conditioners, or you can go down a water-cooled path where you could use, for example, evaporative cooling. So if a data centre uses evaporative cooling, about 80 or 85% of that water gets lost, because it literally gets evaporated. Mm-hmm. And the remainder then concentrates and can be reused a few times. It's called cycles of concentration before it gets discharged to sewer.
Can that hot or warm water be used for another purpose?
Yes, and there's some really exciting examples around the world of places starting to work out how you can apply these circular approaches to that. So, for example, there might be opportunities around green housing or hot housing of agriculture and things like that. In Europe, there are some places that are using that heat to heat municipal pools, or to heat, you know, apartment buildings and things like that. So there are some really great opportunities that can go into the planning of how we reuse that.
Is seawater a possibility at all?
Absolutely. So using seawater, and there's actually, so data centers can use all types of water, but they do prefer higher purity water because the cleaner water obviously is better for their systems and it lets it be used for longer. So you can use desalinated seawater, which is really, really high purity. And again, in that instance, we would encourage a data center if they were looking at that to locate near the coast, because obviously that's more feasible there. But also there is a place in Finland that uses raw seawater, for example, to cool the data center.